And he had also wisdom. And he was organizing things very well, as you can see in Daniel 1 already. Now, God showed in this dream to Nebuchadnezzar what was going to happen after he would die. Soon after he would pass away, there would be another form of kingdom connected with the two arms of silver that is less quality. So in this golden head, you have the superior quality of leadership, absolute leadership, in perfection that will be seen in the Lord Jesus in the millennium. He will be the ruler of the nation in perfection. Nebuchadnezzar did not be perfect. He was not perfect. He failed, as you see in Daniel 4. But anyway, God's plan was to start with the golden head, with this perfection of rule over the nations. It's a picture of the rule of the Lord in the millennium. Keep that in mind. But Nebuchadnezzar failed. And after his kingdom would come the Medes and the Persians. That is characterized by two. Then there would be the third, characterized by bronze. That is less powerful. And it was really with the Medians, the law that they would establish that could not be broken. And even the king could not pass that, transgress that law. But this, with Greece, with Alexander the Great, it was even worse. Alexander the Great could not do anything outside the will of his generals. He was limited by what his generals allowed him to do. So there was a further limitation of authority. Although Alexander the Great was such a general, such an able general, he did what Nebuchadnezzar was not able to do. Nebuchadnezzar tried to take Tyrus, but he was not able to. But then Alexander the Great, he took Tyrus and Sidon in a short period of time. And then we see after that that the Romans came. And they are reflected by those two legs and with the toes, the 10 toes. Now what is very interesting in this image, after that rule, there would be a stone come down, you see the stone, and would smash that statue and would be dispersed all over the world. Now what we need to understand is that the Lord Jesus is the stone that will be rolling and destroying that whole image. The Lord Jesus is often seen in Scripture as the stone, and that's connected with his authority, with his power. He will rule. That stone will fill the whole universe. The whole earth will be under the rule of the Lord Jesus. But now you have to understand, it's not only that the Roman Empire was divided in two in the course of time. At the end, there will be the 10 toes. And that's still future. So in time, you have to understand there is an interruption. You remember that I said the church is like a parenthesis? So the Romans started way before the church. And then when the church came, the Romans were still ruling. But God inserted the church when the Roman Empire was gone in 476. And then in 1453, the eastern part, the church is still there. And the church will be taken away before the 10 toes will be ruling. The Roman Empire will be revived. It will be revived in power. And it will be marked by 10 kings. And we just saw that in Revelation 12, in that reference, the dragon is connected with the 10 heads. And so he will be in control of that last form of this Roman Empire. The 10 toes also show how it is divided, and therefore it is weak. It is not as strong as Nebuchadnezzar was. Now, of course, there are many details, but this was to show Nebuchadnezzar how there would be a deterioration in the quality of the empire after him. And he did not know yet there would be that interruption, that the church would come in between for 2,000 years period, so that this rule would be interrupted for 2,000 years and then continued after 2,000 years. And that's still future. The continuation of the Roman Empire is still future. it is in the process of being revived. But as long as the church is on this earth, that the prophecies cannot be fulfilled. The church is not part of the prophecies. The church is above those prophecies. And so God can only fulfill those prophecies after the rapture of the church. Now, at the rapture, many church people will still remain on this earth. The unbelievers, they will continue on the earth. So there will still be a church on this earth, but that is the church of unbelievers. They will be under the control of the enemy. They will be controlled of the New Age and so on. And they will then lead to the great Babylon in Revelation 17 and 19, or 17 and 18, sorry. So this is also connected with the future. And you have to study Revelation 17 and 19 to have more details.